Oh. You're here. I hadn't expected you quite so soon. Oh, look at the hour. I guess time flies when you dread its passing. God. Oh, I do apologize. That is not at all a warm welcome. I know. Please, forgive me for not turning to face you. I know that this must be quite rude, but I find myself incapable of coming eye to eye with you right now. This must seem so very melodramatic, staring out of the window like this. I couldn't help myself. Knowing you would arrive this evening, so our engagement could be made official. I've given so much for these lands. And now, the final thing I have to give, besides my life, my hand in marriage. Day has come at last. After all these years, I am finally to be wed. I suppose some part of me thought I could avoid it. Once the Oracle announced me as queen, the thought of marriage became a dark one. Not just because it would most likely be made for me, but because even in this choice, even in this, I would have to think of the kingdom first. And once I had gotten used to that thought, whomever came along never seemed like a good enough choice. Or maybe it was fear. Fear that I would be blinded by attraction or want and choose wrong. I can be as strong and as demanding as I want, and I would still be unable to keep my husband from ruling with me. And even if I did choose a wise, kind, and just ruler, I would have to spend my time with them all of my life. Once again, there was no good option. Elves are the only beings to live everlasting. There are so few people I could imagine spending that long with. And he... It is a weighted choice, and I postponed having to make it. Perhaps out of anxiety. Or maybe it was... reluctant. For after all, choosing a suitor meant giving up. Oh, don't. It's a long story, one I do not feel like bringing up. Nor do I feel like opening the old wound. Not... All of this is not to say that I blame you. None of this is your fault. For all I know, you don't even want to be here. And for what it's worth, I've heard nothing but good things about you. Kind ruler. Just and never cruel. You're said to avoid war where you can. And when you cannot, you do everything to make sure no avoidable losses are suffered. I was very impressed by the reports of your battle against the... well, the lizard folk. But even more so by the peace treaty you brokered to avoid another battle. You could have wiped them out. Easily. But now they live in the warmth of the swamp and keep to themselves. And to unite all the kingdoms of men under your common rule. They said it could never be done. But here we are. A ruler so great, they decided that to have us marry would be the perfect way to ensure peace between the elven and human kingdom at last. You walk so carefully, so light. Not at all what I had expected from a man of your reported prowess in combat. It's been said your enemies only know of your presence on the battlefield by the banner you set and the bodies you leave. I guess this is what they mean. I'm grateful to you for not touching me yet. It has not gone unnoticed. My. I feel like a silly little girl. Standing here, shivering, afraid of what's to come. When all that is about to happen is meeting someone who is purportedly kind and gentle. I shouldn't be like this. Weak like this. It's all his fault, really. Perhaps it's not proper to speak like this, but there was someone else. A long time ago, mind you. Before I was marked as the next queen by the Oracle. We grew very close. And at that time, I was not destined for a life of royal politics. There was no great war, no turmoil. I wasn't even a high-ranking member of the court. So, even though it was unlikely, I let myself believe for a bit that we could be happy. And when the Oracle announced it would be me, I was beside myself with shock. And just like always, in my moment of need, he was there. And all that love and affection I felt for him came pouring out, and we... we became closer than perhaps we should have. For all that I loved and needed him, I shut him out, and I felt like a fool. I was confronted with my new reality every day. Finally, when my father was assassinated and the unrest truly began, I begged him to leave. He had stayed on as captain of my outer guard. Even when I shunned him, he would not stop caring for me, keeping me safe. There were people at the gates with pitchforks and torches, so to speak, and he still would not leave me. No wonder I... I loved him. I really and truly did. And it didn't matter in the end. Not then or now. But I really did. So, in the end, it means that you must forgive me. For you will have my hand in marriage, but you cannot have my heart. It is no fault of your own, mind you. I'm sorry. This cannot be easy to hear. Even in political marriage, one always hopes for matrimonial bliss. It's no way to welcome you by immediately telling you that it cannot be so. Pleasant? What do you mean? How could it be? What are you doing here? Was it you the whole time? Why wouldn't you say anything? And you let me say all of those things. It doesn't matter whether or not I meant them, or what way I do or don't really feel. What matters is that you cannot be here, especially not tonight. How could you possibly think it was a good idea to come here after all I've gone through to get you out of here safely? Well, yes, the unrest has largely settled down, but that is only very recently. And I might add, through the efforts of my future husband, who could be here any minute. And you can absolutely not be here for that. Don't start! Whatever it is you're here to say, there's no time or space for it. You have... Wait. What are you wearing? How did you manage to get your hands on such finery? No, of course, you look very refined, but this... Even I've only seen the likes of this once or twice. Is that gold thread? How in the world... Did you steal this off of a nobleman to get in here? Don't worry about it. I'll make sure there are no repercussions, but you must leave. And what have you got on your head anyway? How did you get your hands on a crown? Such an ostentatious one. No head of state would want a sapphire like that right in front. What kind of fool do you take me for? What? What do you mean? What is you? What do you mean it's me? Please don't do this. Do not make this harder than it needs to be. I know what I said. Of course I meant every word. But it was to tell my future husband that I would... It doesn't matter. Not anymore, because you were not meant to hear that. No. No, you're not. You can't be. You're serious. No. It can't be. There's no way. How then? Well, you heard me. How? How does a kitchen boy end up as the king of all the kingdoms? The one to unite all of the lands of men? What prophecy? But that one is... That one is so vague. He who would see the birth and death of a king with no gray hair upon his head. Who would fight for the border of an elven queen and would live to see 100 winters, that's... Well, I suppose you did guard my borders for a while, but... And it has been a very long time, but... But what about the birth and death of a king? An advisor? How did you get that position? God. And then his son, of course, saw how you never aged a day, even when it came to be his time. But even then, it must have taken ages to unify all the lands. And so many wars you navigated, so many battles. For me? What do you mean? I never asked you to... My hand in marriage. Only for an important alliance. And so you became the most important alliance of all. Please tell me this isn't some joke, some trick. Please tell me the real king will not walk in here in a few moments. Tell me this is real. You're sure it's you? The man I'm set to marry is you? Of course I'll have you, you idiot! What are you waiting for? Kiss me! Gods, yes. I can't believe this is happening. Hold me closer. I can't believe how much I've missed you. And how much I need you right now. You've never lifted me like that before. No, wait. Wait. I'm excited too, and elated beyond words, really. But technically, we can't. Not before the wedding. Everyone is so nosy in this castle. Well, I suppose you're right. That ship has sailed more than once. To the hells with it, take me to bed. It's been too long since I felt your hands on me. And your tongue. You have no idea how I've missed your tongue, the way you kiss me. And the whispers of sweet nothings. And of course how it dances between my thighs. Well, Here we are. In my bed. And for once, there is no reason I should not give in to you. So go ahead, future husband. Take me. Mull yours. I had no idea that gown could come off that quickly. You must have missed me as well. Oh, gentle. It's been so long. Spreading my thighs like that is... But on the other hand, gods, how dare you be so close to kissing my womanhood and yet stay so far away? If you make me squirm my thighs against your face any closer... Oh... Yes. That is exactly where I need you to be. It's like the warmth of your lips is spreading through my thighs. I'm sorry for grabbing your head like that. Your tongue just... And you remember exactly what to do. These years. Exactly where to... Where to press your tongue. Where to put your hands. The way to look up at me to drive me completely wild. Me moan and squirm on your tongue long enough. It's high time I return the favor. Oh no, my king. Lie back and let me take off these fine trousers. They really do suit you. But for me, you will always be the kitchen boy that held me in that pantry. And who I couldn't wait to kiss all over. Mm-hmm. entire cock moves against my lips as I kiss it. It's eager for my lips to find their way around. It's been so long. And just as before, it fits in my mouth so perfectly. Yes, throb for me. I love how you fill up my mouth while I suck. And the way you're so sensitive. How does it feel, my love? Being back inside of the mouth that loves you so much. I want to taste every bit of you. To be completely one with you. To never again be separated from your taste, your scent, the feel of you. Never again. My king, my love. Look into my eyes, my love. I want you to see me giving you pleasure. I can feel you throbbing against my tongue. You're getting closer, aren't you? Come Come here. I want you. Always you. To be on top of you like this. Are you ready for me to take you? As my king. For the first time. All of me. All of me. I think of this as soon as I see you. Every time. And it is all I want. To kiss you as you climb every inch of me. And to give myself to you entirely as I take you. Oh, God. I love you. God. I've been with no other since you. It's quite intense. Being filled with you again. Hold me close, my love. I haven't felt complete again since the last time you were inside me. Finally home. Finally yours again. Let me roll my hips against you. Help me, my love. Help me take you deep within me. I want to feel every inch of you. Yes. Every bit of longing, every bit of love I've had to hide away. I want to show you. I want to keep showing you. Every day. Every day of the rest of eternity. Every moment that the gods give us upon this planet. For me to be yours and you to be mine. I'm close. I'm so close, please. Finish with me, my love. Please, finish and sign me. Make me your queen. Forget the ceremony. This is it. The moment that we bond. For eternity. It has been ever since that first time. I've always been yours, and you've always been mine. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Come here. Hey, careful. It's a very tight hold you've got there. You'll squeeze me to death. Very funny. Oh, no, I promise not to run this time. I suppose I can't blame you. After all, this is the first time that we can just lie here together. God's even warmer now. Please. Tell me again. This is real. You're the king I'm set to wed. And this will be our life. I get to come home to a bed with you every night. Gods, I haven't felt this happy since... since that first time you told me how you felt. Even then, even when my world was shifting underneath me, that made my heart full and light. You went out and became a king. King brought nations together and single-handedly rewrote the history books of our age. All for me. All to be my king. And now I get to spend my life with you always by my side. Then hold me. Promise you'll always hold me. Good. But it doesn't matter. You'd be hard-pressed prying me off you. I finally have you, my love. And I'm never letting go again.